Pán Hor je bol po jeho dvojim srdpo. Amen. Yesterday in the Armenian church we celebrated the feast of Saint Nicholas. And he is known, we all know that Saint Nicholas's example is upon which Santa Claus's model is. We all know that Santa Claus is modeled after Saint Nicholas. But he's also someone in our church history that was a staunch defender of the Orthodox faith against the heresy of Arius in the 4th century, and also that he was a generous giver, one who would give very generously, usually at night, in secret, to those who were in need. In this Christmas season that we're in now, it's still a time for giving, and this is how we usually know Christmas is around the corner. We have lots of gifts that we are going to be giving. We give gifts at parties, to our neighbors, to our family, to our friends, and sometimes, even if we're lucky, we give gifts to ourselves at this Christmas time. But the real question, though, the real question, it's two questions, actually, is whom do we give gifts to, and why do we give gifts to those people? In today's gospel reading, Christ answers the following questions of whom we have to give and why we give. And in truth, people give for one of four reasons. People give for one of four reasons. The first reason is a sense of duty. A sense of duty. Oh, I have to do this. I don't know why I'm doing it. Everyone else is doing it. So I have to do it. I feel bad if I don't do it. This happens very often when it comes to the church. I don't know what the church does with our money that we give it, but my grandmother gave it to the church, so I'm going to give to the church. And if I don't, she's going to be mad at me. So this is why I'm going to give money. The second reason is for self-interest. Giving in order to receive something in return. And this is very often transactional, as I said. I'm going to give it to someone so that they will give it to me later on. Hopefully more than what I give them. Sometimes we think of this as an investment. All right, I'm going to invest in somebody so that I will get something later on. Parents do this all the time with children. They're an investment, we say. I'm going to make sure that they learn so that later on they can take care of me when I get old. And they don't put me in an old age home. But also I see this very, very often with weddings. Almost always, when the couple comes to me for premarital counseling, they say, I don't know half of the people on my guest list. I say, how do you not know these people? And they often say, because my mom and dad are making me invite them, because they were invited to their child's wedding years ago. And so we have to do it. I don't know them. I've never met them before. I probably never will see them again. But I have to do it. Again, transactional. The third reason why people give is to feel superior, for pride, so that my name is written somewhere, so people know that I gave something to someone. It's more to show off than anything else. But the fourth reason, and the most important reason why people give, and the most correct reason why people should give, is because we cannot help it. We give because we want to, with nothing in return. With nothing in return. We are moved from within to give. And this is the way that Christ speaks of in today's gospel. That we are to give to those who cannot repay us just because they need it and we give it to them. And that repayment we will receive at the final resurrection. Many years ago, 16, 17 years ago, when I was studying in Armenia, I studied in Armenia for 6 months. And while I was there, I served at a church in Yerevan called Suk Yerkutun, Holy Trinity, in the Bangladesh region of Yerevan, which is the south. What was it? West? Southwestern section of Yerevan, if I remember correctly. Yes, southwest. And while I was there, I served with a priest. His name was Father Yesai, Father Isaiah. And it was Christmas time, and so he gives out, naturally, Christmas bonuses. And at this Christmas time, the Christmas bonus he gave out, I'm thinking as an American, all right, he's going to give them money, because that's what you do. You're an American, you give money to people, right? But instead, he gives each of them, he gives these ladies that are cleaning the church bonuses, and he gives each of them one bottle of olive oil, a bottle of wine, and a bag of flour. And I thought to myself, if you did this in America, and you gave someone that, even just as a gift, they would probably throw it back at you and say, I can go to the store and get this. What are you doing? Why would you give me something like this? But they, the ladies, took him with such gratitude and happiness. I had never seen it before, and I was so surprised. And I asked the father, I said, Dad, why are they so happy? Well, how come this happened? How could they be so happy for wine, olive oil, and flour? And he said to me something very important. He said, it's not important what you give someone. It's important why you give it to them. Why? How you give it to them. And we know this. Inside ourselves, we know this, but we forget it very often. Anyone who has had a child knows, or you had a niece or a nephew or a grandchild knows, they draw pictures very often. And usually they're not the best of pictures. But they make a picture for you and they bring it to you with such happiness and they give it to you. And what do we do with those pictures? We don't throw them in the garbage, but we keep them. We hold on to them, sometimes for years or decades. And why do we keep these pictures? Because of the way that child gave it to us. They didn't just say, here you go, Dad, take it. But they made it, they put effort into it, and they bring it to you and they say, look at what I made for you, with such happiness in their eyes and on their face. This is the same way that God calls each of us to give. Not begrudgingly, which many of us do, myself included. We are not to give begrudgingly, but with happiness, with joy, with love. In the Divine Liturgy, in the Baladak, every Sunday, we read a prayer, which is on page 38. And it says, be mindful, Lord, and have mercy and bless those who have made vows and those who have brought gifts to your holy church, and those who are mercifully mindful of the poor. Render what is due to them, according to your natural bounty, 100-fold, here and in the world to come. We are reminded of this every Sunday, that what we give to someone, the poor, the less fortunate, those who cannot give back to us, we are reminded that what we are doing will be given back to us one day. It's first of all, and this is a whole other sermon for another day, it's not ours in the first place. It's God's that has been given to us on loan, and we are to give it back to him when he's asking of it in the poor. But we pray this every Sunday to remind us whom we have to give and why we have to give. So Christmas is only 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away, and I'm going to take a stab at it and say most of us have not gotten all the gifts we're supposed to give yet. But I ask that we remember these two things. Whom are we supposed to give gifts to, and why are we giving gifts to them? Whom and why? Let us re-examine ourselves and refigure why we're doing this. Is it because society tells us to? Is it because they expect it from us? Or is it because we genuinely care and love them and want to give it? Most of the times, particularly on Facebook this past week, I saw something that said, as you get older, you don't need anything. You don't need gifts. Because if you need something, you go and buy it. You don't need anything. The greatest gift, when you get older, naturally, and when you're a parent, is to watch your children or grandchildren open their gifts on Christmas morning. That's the greatest gift you can have. And so I ask that we follow the example of St. Nicholas and all the saints who gave without expecting anything in return. And we remember especially how God gave his son as a gift to the world, expecting nothing from us except that we take him and use him for our salvation so that we may live in eternal life with him.